Welcome back to the Black Ears 10-Minute Break with yours truly, KC Layman. Tonight is a special edition podcast. We have the Black Men Speak version of the podcast tonight. Joining us tonight is Chris Layman, my other half. Yohansay, a.k.a. Merc 80 of the Merc 80 website. You guys know how much I love that site. Talk about it often. Tash Mosley, talent manager and film producer. Aaron Wilson of 20th Century Fox. And Young Triz, 1/4 of the CSI boys, but 100% of himself. Thank you very much.
Most definitely.
And tonight's topic is parenting. And parenting from the Black male perspective. And this is coming from the video that recently went viral of the uncle who was spanking his nephew because he found the nephew had a Facebook page where he was lying and claiming a gang and all of this sorts of senselessness. And so the uncle decides in turn to whip the nephew and have this posted publicly. You all, as you listen to the podcast, the clip, you can watch it. But I wanted to know what the fellas think about parenting today. What tripped me out about that video was the response to the video. There were people who had no big emotion to it. They were like, hey, that's how I was raised. I was spanked in my family. Range from that to, that's abuse. You know, let's hope this child doesn't commit suicide from the level of embarrassment he just experienced. And, you know, my question out to the fellas is, are parents going soft now? Was that abuse?
I wouldn't say it's abuse. I mean, when you look at the video, the boy, he didn't cry or anything. It's more embarrassing than it probably was hurtful to him physically. But at some point, somebody got to step up and take responsibility of guiding kids in the right direction. He saw his nephew going in the wrong direction or a direction that he didn't feel was conducive for him. So he righted the ship. So I don't see a problem with it. Obviously, his mother or his father didn't have a problem with it because you don't hear anything about the parents saying, why did you do that to my son or whatever. I would venture to think that maybe the mother's a single mother. She don't have a male role model for him, and that's her brother. So he stepped in place of maybe an absent father and did what he did was right, or what he thought was right.
Anybody else?
To me, it was a spanking. I mean, it's not like he was skin on skin or like hitting him in the face. It was just on his butt. His nephew's not running away or anything, but I mean, it's natural. I mean, for the Black community, that's pretty much average. I mean, even when parents talk about how they gonna beat their kid ass, that's usually what they mean. They just don't use the term spanking, but that's usually what happened. And I'm sure the nephew, that's happened before. It's not like he looked shocked that it was going to happen. He was pretty much prepared. He seen the belt in the uncle hand. He knew what was coming.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, he got disciplined. I mean, yeah, he was embarrassed, but, you know, our parents embarrassed us at school. You know, having parents that'll let you know you screwed up, and just to show you up in front of your friends, they'll say something or do something in front of all your friends to let you know, we don't play that. Only reason I can understand some people's perspective of the suicide is because of what has happened previously and kids getting embarrassed and it going, having 3 million people seeing it and they can't handle it. So right. I can see that. But no, I wouldn't think he commits suicide, especially all that mess he was talking.
I'd agree with Chris wholeheartedly. I don't think this in particular was abuse. And just to piggyback on the idea of, you know, getting the spanking in school, like, you know, Facebook is the new forum for your friends. Like, when you got a whipping at school, it was basically so you would be embarrassed in front of your friends. And so this particular instance was an abuse. However, the uncle's approach does underscore something that I am uneasy with in the Black community, and it's a lack of patience in parenting. This wouldn't be an instance where he had lack of patience. I mean, somebody faking to be a part of a gang is where all patience is out the door. Let me kick your ass. Uh-huh. But I see oftentimes people take the same tone and the same language with like young kids who do stuff that young kids do. And they're just like, get your ass. You know, I'm just like, it's a kid. You know, your job is to watch them and to make sure that they are not entertained, so to speak, but that their mind is being occupied by something of value. And you shouldn't take the, you know, your anger at this or frustration in that particular instance. So, yeah.
Okay. See, one thing, in seeing the video, what I didn't realize, like I had heard about it, I didn't know the kid was as old and as big as he was. When I heard it, I'm imagining some, you know, some little kid. Dude in the video looks pretty grown. I mean, you know, I don't know if he says his age. I don't remember if that was disclosed in there, but he's kind of a big boy. And I kind of feel like at that time, like, you know, I always felt like whoopings were for, like, younger kids. And the reason why you're doing it is because it's not the actual physical pain is what you're trying to get across. What you're trying to get across is the fear of, I will do this again if you try to do this. It's not the fact of, because the more you keep whooping kids, the more they learn not to fear it. And the more that it's just like, well, whatever. And all it really does is start to harden them up. And they'll just be like, I'll just take it. Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, it's just like where you get to the point where, you know, when you see your mom's hand go up, you already know, like, oh, I remember what happened last time. I done straight got smooth popped in my mouth. Going back on the whole abuse thing, like, I definitely have a different take on it. Like, I definitely think it's abuse. But am I behind it? 100%. Like, it's definitely abuse. Like, you know, when you put your hands on, you know, another person, whether it be your child, your nephew, whatever, and you dole out physical pain, even verbal pain, you know, whether it's emotional or even physical, it is definitely abuse. But do I feel like it has its place? Yeah, of course I do. You know, in some instances, it needs to happen more often. But at the same time, I also feel like this probably isn't the first whooping that this kid has gotten. Which then leads to the bigger question, are the whoopings or beatings actually helping?
You know, I don't have kids. I've worked at camps and with kids from like first graders up to high schoolers. And there's some of them were just acting so bad that I was like, you know, when you see their parents, how soft they are with them and things like that, I'm like, man, you wouldn't have gotten past my mom. Right. But, you know, and so I had to kind of learn, even though when I was younger, I didn't like it, learn the understanding of just straight discipline. But how many millions of people saw that? That's the level of embarrassment where it's like, at least for me, if I whoop my kid, that's going to be in private. And then when they go back out, they're going to apologize and they're going to have a new face by the time they go back out. But to kind of put it on display, that's where I just think it's kind of messed up for somebody who's, you know, younger. But, you know, I feel you. It has its place at certain points. But I think for me, once they get past like at least 12, 13, then now I got to try it a different way, because hitting them after a while, it's like, you know.
That has no effect.
Right. Now you're acting in a way where you don't even feel like you can talk to me about this situation. And like, it's just like, you feel like I just disrespected you out of anything. So now we can't really even have a conversation. It's just straight, this is the way that you know how to deal with me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it just kind of depends.
But I think the issue, to go on a point that you were talking, that it was put into a public forum.
Right.
Where, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all of this, like, they're all public forums. Like, whenever you throw something out there, it is for whoever is part of your account to see.
Man.
And I kind of feel like if you're going to retaliate or, you know, or try to show something, that it needs to be done within that public forum.
I think that was the uncle's point, too, right, in having the video be put out. It was like, okay, so you put out on Facebook that we affiliated with this gang. So now you're going to go back and put on Facebook that we're not. And you're going to also showcase this ass whooping.
Right.
I guess it could have done it twofold, you know, spanking separate.
Right.
Announcement of, this is not who I really am, you know, and let that be the public thing. But, you know.
Right.
Part of the uncle in doing it, I think he's of the opinion that a lot of kids don't get spankings anymore. You just get, don't do that. And the kids just kind of like, whatever, and brushes it off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know as myself being a father of a 2.5-year-old, I mean, you know, my parents, there's a little levels. I mean, if he's talking back or something to do he's not supposed to, I mean, of course you get a warning. And then, you know, after a certain point, I might smack you on the hand, you know, versus if I'm telling you to do something, you say no, and you swing back at me. Then it's just, oh, okay, well, right. I'm hitting you. There is no, I'm going to warn you about something. It's, no, now this is not tolerated. And if you come at me like that, you know, like the Richard Pryor, oh, you a man now. Okay.
Right.
Well, let's handle it like men then. And I'm going to hit you now and let you know that ain't fly. Mm. And I know more parents try to take that or should take it just to, in a positive way. I mean, we do, I guess, somewhat, if you want to call it timeout or just like go in a corner, if you want to act up and just sit there. And once you become a teenager, you do less spanking and more punishment. Okay, I know you want to have your Xbox, you want the television, you want to hang out with your friends. Okay, you can't do none of that.
Right.
And that hurts more than the physical abuse. It's like, oh, now you're actually taking something away that I really want to do.
Yeah.
And that would be my guess is the best, from my opinion, the best way to handle it.
I do think that there should be a transition in discipline.
Okay.
You know, there should be, like you say, a warning. Then there should be some type of repercussion for your actions. And then there has to be a point where if you are being a good parent and you have raised your child to a certain point, you should understand that you should be able to sit down and have a conversation with them about right and wrong and convey your message and get it across to them without the physical nature of a whooping, a beating, or a fight, or whatever. Sometimes it may be necessary. I think more times than not, if what you've been doing for the first 15 years of your child's life, at the point of when they turn 15, we were all, what, high school, 10th grade? We had the mind capacity to where our parents could speak to us and tell us,
right,
you know, what's right, what's wrong. This is what you do, this is what you don't do. And, you know, you could go from there. The parent has to mature in the interaction with the child as far as raising them. And if you don't treat them like a growing adult, then who is?
Right.
You know?
I think those of us that are parents at the table and uncles and godparents, we start to notice that the children do what we do. And so I know as an educator, working with some of my students, when you meet the parent, you start to understand fully why the kid is the way they are.
Yep.
And the one thing that I did appreciate about that uncle, I think his intention was correct, because I have more students on Facebook posting stuff that is completely off the chain. And if they did have an elder who was monitoring that, it would change everything,
and
you know?
I bet he's going to think twice before he posts anything now.
Oh, yeah. He probably won't post anything ever again.
So the point of the uncle was made.
Right.
And he probably, that kid probably won't ever. He said, if you put happy birthday on there, I'm back on you. So,
right.
You know, his account is probably deleted. He probably going to do more interacting with people in person.
Right.
Than
ever before. Right. You he's know? A star now.
Right, right.
He's an internet star. He's bigger than Antoine Dotson.
I'm saying he's the next thing. So anyway, gentlemen, in summation, anybody have anything they want to say in conclusion?
I actually had a quick question.
Sure.
Does this change, like, if we're talking about whoopings when it comes to girls?
Because,
you know, because really, every time I think about this, this is happening to boys, but I never hear about it when it happens to girls. And I can't imagine myself spanking my girl past, like, 6.
Yeah, so I would say my whoopings probably stopped at about 7 or 8.
I would imagine my wife would spank my daughter. I don't know. I just feel as if it would be inappropriate at the age of 14 if I, you know, started hitting her. I don't know. That just doesn't feel right to me.
For me, because I do have a daughter. And me and my wife, we discussed this before she was even born. And I told her, I said, this is before we even knew the sex of the baby. I said, we have a boy. I got it. Don't even worry about it. I'll be the mean one. We have a girl. You're going to have to be the mean one. I'm going to probably be the nice one. Because I don't want her. I don't want my daughter to believe that it's okay for a man to hit a woman.
Okay.
That's the issue that I struggle with. Do I spank her? Yes, but she has to do something totally awry from what I approve, and I have to be the only parent there to put the discipline there at that moment. If we're both there, I'll make a report to her mother. But that is a good question, because I struggle with that. I struggle with that before she was even born.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Coming to the table, joining the conversation is Ashawn James of Black Is, known to the Black Is family as Mr. CEO. He is also a parent, so we want to definitely let him chime in on his perspective, and he has a son. I was going to say, and briefly, because again, I really want to be about you guys, it depends on your family structure too, because I was raised with a single mom, and when she remarried, I know I absolutely fought any opportunity my stepfather tried to have when it came into my discipline. I was not having it at all. And he wanted to have that with me because I was still young. I was 9. But it was just no way it was going down. And so he and my mother eventually had the conversation that she that would be left up to her. So anyway.
Yeah, like you were saying, I do have a kid. I have a son, and he's 18 months now. If I had a girl, and at first, you know, because I remember having a discussion with Troy about that and how he said he wouldn't hit his daughter based on his belief and what it may lead to. I was kind of in disagreement because I was like, if I need to put hands on my daughter because she's not, you know, acting appropriate, then I will do so and not think twice about it. But with saying that, you know, maybe after a certain age, you might not want to do it, because then it's like it really starts to maybe sink in more. You know, I would have to follow up with, I'm hitting you, but do not ever let another man disrespect you or say that he's hitting you out of love or anything like that. Like, don't get it confused. Like, you did something wrong, and therefore you're being reprimanded for that. So I'd have to try and reiterate that with the physical reprimand that's going on.
But I feel like this punishment doesn't come from a man hitting your daughter like you are her father. You know, I feel like it's different. I don't feel like they'll take it away as, oh, it's okay for another man to try to hit me. Like, this is my dad. And he is the one who, you know, doles out spankings along with, you know, I guess my mom. Like, for me, when it comes to discipline and, you know, physical discipline, I feel like both parents should discipline. I feel like it presents a actual, like, solid, like, unified front of there's not one that you can run to. Because then it kind of feels like if it comes to that point and I try to discipline, and then my daughter goes and runs to her mom, and it was like, mommy, mommy, protect me kind of thing. Like, I don't want that either.
New parents have to figure that dynamic out. And I think, I know with our child, we have a 2.5-year-old son. The last thing our son wants is for his daddy to hit him. Because he knows when daddy spanks him, he is really messed up. Now, mommy might pop him on a more consistent basis because if I'm with him so much and if he's doing something he knows he's not supposed to do, and because I'm mommy, he's going to try to always test me just a little bit more than he'll test daddy. We've developed a dynamic. So my little pops are for, you know, constant regular reinforcement. Daddy's pops are for serious, serious offenses.
That's basically what me and my wife have basically, you know, discussed and came up with as our plan of discipline. But going back to what CEO was saying as far as not thinking that it transfers in a young girl's head when her father hits her, I don't think that is the end all be all as far as if I hit her, then she thinks it's okay for anybody else to hit her. But I also believe that at certain points their minds are so impressionable and you never know how they take certain things. And like you say, some guys say, I hit you because I love you. And then I'm hitting her and she knows I love her. So maybe she feels like that's the way that you show love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want her to fall into that. I'm not going to let her slide if she's out of line. She will get disciplined and she will have repercussions for her actions. But me personally, as a man and as her father, I do have a struggle with when to hit her, when not to hit her. And like you say with your husband, if I do it, then she knows she's really, really in a bad situation, right? Because I don't do it often, right? But it will happen.
And yeah, I think also there's that thin line between reprimanding your child and being abusive. Being abusive. Because like once you start venturing into that, well, now you're like, you're just every little thing, or it gets to the point where you're always angry. Like your child always angry. So you have to, you know, lead to a physical, you know, style of punishment. But now you become abusive. And then that transcends to where now your girl or boy, they've gotten used to or maybe even immune to your physical abuse to where they can accept it and take it on, you know, in a relationship, you know, to where it's like, oh, you know, my dad used to beat me all the time. So now you're accepting abuse outside of the home as well because you were getting it in the home. What? So there's that thin line that you kind of got to be careful about too.
Yeah, what this makes me want to do is set up for when we do podcast again, the issue of abuse and how it can be transferred, I guess, from generation to generation. Because until we had this conversation, I would have been under the belief that people who carry abuse into their personal relationships from their childhood stem from them seeing abuse. So daddy abuses mommy or mommy abuses daddy. So when I get into a relationship with somebody of the opposite sex, that's how I'm supposed to do things. It's interesting. It never occurred to me until this moment that it could maybe happen from having a discipline situation go a little bit too far. Mm-hmm. With that, anybody have anything else they want to say before we close out?
I actually do. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I guess the hypothetical, do you think you can raise your child with discipline and with values without hitting them, is something that's worth really answering. Yes. For yourself. And if you can, to aspire to that. Because no matter what, when you put your hand on someone, you're saying it's okay. And in some instances, we do believe it's okay. But if you don't, and if you want to stem all, like you said, patterns, starting of patterns of, oh, you know, there's a time when you mess up really bad. Someone you call daddy, whether they physically gave birth to you or, mm-hmm. Whether you're their child. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's a very strong emotional relationship that you refer to the person like this. It's just a pattern that you start. So It's worth asking yourself, can you raise the kid without hitting them?
As long as you say in the name of Jesus, it's okay.
Well, we thank you all for joining us tonight. Tune in to the next Black Lives 10-Minute Break. Peace.